Irish car rental companies are offering a new service, and this is one that 99% of people can safely decline. So there is a lot to know when you're planning to rent a car in Ireland. When you need it, when you don't, the necessary insurance, and the excess car rental fees you may encounter. And I outline all of that in a super thorough article on my website that you can find at irelandfamilyvacations.com/car rental. It's all one word, car rental. Now, there's a new one that I was offered this spring, a new service, if you will, and that I've received questions about. So I'm going to share that with you in just a minute. But first, I have someone that I want to introduce you to. If you haven't had a chance to meet my friend Ollie in episodes 120 or 162, he is the owner of ollystours.com. And today, I'm just going to give you a brief introduction to him as he invites you on a couple of his famous tours.
So we specialize in the Aran Islands and the Cliffs of Moher. Both of these experiences start from Doolin, a small little village on the west coast, or Galway, a larger city on the west coast. So the first one is the Aran Islands. If the Aran Islands are not on your bucket list, get them on quick. They are absolutely phenomenal. Trust me, it's like going to a time machine. The horse, the carts, the old traditions, the stone walls, the landscape, it is phenomenal. There are three Aran Islands: Inishmore, Inishman, and Inishear. We go to Inishear mainly because it's my favorite. It's a shorter boat ride and it's just loads of fun. We don't have the cookie cutter experience. We bring you all the way there. We're with you the entire time. We do a bike tour or a pony and trap tour, whatever you kind of like. And we also introduce you to some locals for some tea, coffee, and scones. If you like, you can also add on a Cliffs of Moher cruise on the way home. So you can get the Aran Islands and the Cliffs of Moher in one foul swoop. If you don't want to see the Aran Islands at all, you just want to go to the Cliffs of Moher, we offer a really fun experience. 5 mile hike from Doolin all the way to the top of the Cliffs of Moher. Views seen by less than 3% of people. If you want to book, Jodie will give you the details, but we offer public and private tours. Woo!
I've done the Cliffs of Moher tour with Ollie. It is so much fun and so informational. If you want to learn more about Ollie's tours, visit irelandfamilyvacations.com/Ollie, Ollie.
By the way, this is my first podcast ad, so it'd be really appreciated if you did look up that. Woohoo!
So, like I said, there is a new service or fee that car rental companies in Ireland are offering to tourists and basically anybody who rents a car, that it's for 99% of people, it's not going to be necessary. So, this was offered to me when I visited this past month, last month, I guess, this spring. And I'd never had it offered before. And I also received the question from Bonnie P, which kind of gave me a heads up that this was happening. So Bonnie wrote to me and said, "My husband and I are taking our first vacation to Ireland in the beginning of May this year. We're going on a 10-day self-drive tour, and the car rental company offered us a toll pass device for €4.25 a day. Do you think that's worth it?" Now, if you go back to podcast episode 148, which is an episode where I share 30, actually a couple more than 30 driving tips to help you safely navigate the country during your vacation, in that episode and the corresponding article are the driving laws, the road information, the speed limits, and a list of where you will encounter toll roads, as well as the current tolls in Ireland. So, I don't want to go so far to say that this is a predatory fee, but it feels a bit to me like the rental companies are taking advantage of tourists who don't know where the toll roads are or how much the tolls in Ireland are. So I'm going to walk you through that a little bit just to give you an idea of what you're going to encounter. Now, there are only 12 tolling plazas through the entire country of Ireland as I record this in April of 2024. The average toll is about €2.50. Some are higher, some are lower. And most of these toll areas are around Dublin. Six of them, in fact, are kind of clustered in and around Dublin City. But once you leave the motorways, you're not going to encounter a toll. So while you might pay more than €4.25 as you're leaving Dublin, and maybe as you return, if you're dropping your car, bringing your car back to Dublin City or Dublin Airport, on those 2 days, you might encounter tolls that will cost more than €4.25 a day. But it would be highly unlikely that on a 7 day trip you would pay over or at €29.75 during your vacation. So my advice is that 99% of people, unless you're basing in Dublin and going in and out of Dublin every day to do day trips, unless you're doing that, you're just not going to pay that much in tolls. You're not going to hit that nearly €30 mark in tolls. So just for a little bit of a rundown on the toll roads. So like I said, there are 12 toll areas in Ireland. The one that most people are going to encounter is the M50. That's M as in Mark, 50. Now, this is the ring road around Dublin, and it's a barrier-free digital toll. So there is no toll booth. They use cameras to take a picture of the plates, and that's how they bill the toll. Now, you want to talk to your rental company about how to handle that. Some will automatically add it to the bill. Others expect you to log on to the website to pay for it. So you can pay your toll. So your M50 toll can be paid two ways. It can be paid digitally, and there are signs everywhere. Your rental car company will also give you the address to pay it online. Or you can go to a gas station that has a sign that says it is a pay zone station, and it can be paid there. That M50 toll must be paid by 8 p.m. or 8 p.m. the following day after you've used that road. You just look it up by the license plate number. Again, it can be done online at eflow.ie or at a pay zone station, which is usually found in a petrol station or a gas station. So it's super easy to pay, and that's the one that you're most likely to encounter. Now, there's also the East Link Toll Bridge. This is in Dublin City Center. This is a toll that must be paid in cash. At this time, they do not accept a card payment. Most people are not going to encounter this toll. Other toll locations are on motorways, large national roads, the Limerick Tunnel, which is obviously in Limerick, and the Port Tunnel, which is in Dublin. So you're looking at the M1, M3, M4, M6, M7, M8, N25, N18, and Port Tunnel. All of these have barriers. You're going to see signs before you get to them that say you are coming up to a toll, and they all accept cash or a contactless or tap card payment. Just you reach out, you tap, you go. Super, super easy. And they're not expensive tolls. Like I said, the average toll in Ireland is €2.50. So unless you are, like I said, going in and out of Dublin City every day, hitting the M50 and maybe another one, you're just not going to hit €4.25 in tolls on any given day. Now, if you go to the show notes, I have a link so you can view a map of all the toll locations in Ireland so you can have a visual of where they are. But like I said, when you are asked if you want to add a toll pass to your car rental, 99% of you will be able to say, no, I don't need it. Just have a little bit of cash or a card ready to tap, and you will be just fine. Now, if you have an Ireland travel question, I want to invite you to email your questions to me, Jody, Jody, at IrelandFamilyVacations.com. Just put podcast question in the subject line. You can also message me on Instagram or Facebook at Ireland Family Vacations and ask your question there. Don't forget to let me know how I can give you a shout out as a thank you for your travel question. If you find the Traveling in Ireland podcast to be helpful for you for your vacation planning, I would really appreciate it if you would leave a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you can't leave a review on your podcast app, you can leave a review on the Ireland Family Vacations Facebook page, or if you're an Instagram user, go ahead, snap a screenshot of the podcast, pop it into your Instagram stories, and tag me at Ireland Family Vacations, and just say something nice. I would really appreciate it. As always, thank you so much for listening, and until next time, slán go fóill.